2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
At SLRC, they understand your dream to move. Moving up, moving on, moving your body, moving mountains. SLRC can help you find the focus to define your finish line. As a top 10 run shop in America, they use their 25 years of experience to provide custom shoe fit analysis and offer a premium assortment of footwear and workout essentials. Locally owned, locally operated. SLRC is movement inspired. Visit saltlakerunning.com to schedule your shoe fitting today.
Welcome back to the JMAC News Show. I'm Jason Perry. I'm the director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah. I'm filling in today for Jay, but he will be back at 2:50 on the air today with Jeff Kaplan to talk about his absence. I highly recommend you tune in and listen. One of the key issues we're going to talk about with our Attorney General, Sean Reyes, is something people may not know. He has become a movie star. He is now showing on the A&E program focused on the opioid epidemic. He is the host. They are filming their second season now to help us understand the opioid epidemic in the state of Utah. He's also been working hard in his office on another key issue, which we will be able to hear from him about, and that is the issue of human trafficking. People have heard him talk around the state about his efforts in that regard. But the most interesting thing about that is an issue that is much closer to home than we had realized. We think of this as something that happens in other parts of the world, but we know that that happens right here at home. We've been following the story of Jeffrey Epstein in particular. Of note, this particular story was followed closely by victim rights advocates right here in the state of Utah, Paul Cassell in particular, who's been working on this issue on behalf of residents of the entire United States. And we have Attorney General Reyes joining us now. Attorney General Reyes, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're so glad to have you here. I was just talking for just a moment about your big appearance on this A&E program on the opioid epidemic. Tell us how that happened and what you're talking about on that program.
Oh, goodness. I can't hear you extremely well, and I apologize, Jason, but I will try. I think you were talking about a show. And I'm going to say it's awesome to be on your show, and if you're talking about the Addiction Unplugged, it's an exciting new A&E program that really explores the hopeful side of this horrible opioid epidemic and the carnage and the devastation. And there's so much attention rightfully paid to the pain and suffering that has gone on because of this public health crisis. But this show takes a look at many stories of people who've overcome the cycle of addiction and who are using their pain and their experience to lift others out of that cycle of addiction. And so it's a very positive, uplifting program, and I'm excited to be part of it. They asked me to host the show, so for season one, I'll be narrating the show and make an appearance at the end of the season. In season two, we'll start filming very soon. But again, I think it'll be a good platform to help raise awareness for those, particularly those who are struggling or have family members who are caught up in this horrible cycle of addiction, that there are resources and that there are people who care and that this is not a political issue. And there should be no shame or judgment about how we approach this. We need to be honest and all come together. This is one thing where all Americans can really work together on. There's enough to divide us out there. So yeah, August 17th is it premieres on A&E. It'll follow A&E's top program, Live PD, and they're hoping that this is their next new hit, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of this program.
Well, we're all excited to watch it. I'll give you my full critique after I do. But let me ask, because you made such a great point about this. The opioid problem is not a political problem at all. In fact, it doesn't even matter what socioeconomic status you have. This is something that impacts every single one of us. Help us understand a little bit the issue in the state of Utah. Where are we in regards to the efforts to help on that issue and some of the resources available to those that are suffering from it?
Of course, one of the reasons why the producers of this A&E program, Addiction Unplugged, and I might add tremendous, the executive producer is someone who owned a treatment clinic himself and has experienced the highs and lows of watching friends recover or not. The executive director and the directors, award-winning, Emmy-winning directors. And what they wanted, well, the reason they invited me in the first place is because of all the work that Utah has done. They saw in the 16 to 17 statistics that Utah was one of the few states that actually, Jason, had a decrease in the number of deaths, whether it was prescription deaths or illicit opioids. And so they said, how is that happening? And they saw a presentation that I did at the White House where the president asked me to try to tie federal resources to local solutions. And so we had, again, bipartisan, totally nonpartisan event with mayors and city council folks from all around the country coming to share their ideas and to find out how we deploy through all of the different federal agencies more and more and more assets. And so I want to commend this administration for making it such a priority, not only in their current budget, but to allocate future budget. The Utah Opioid Task Force is a great resource. I have the honor of chairing that along with District Agent in Charge Brian Besser from the DEA and U.S. Senator Mike Lee. And we have people like Dr. Jennifer Plum on our executive committee who are just dynamos who go out and literally save people's lives every day. And they bring that expertise and to the table. Olema Harrington, another one of the members of our executive team, and so many more. That not enough time to name all of the people in Utah working on this. We have partners at UCOOP through the Department of Health, SAMHSA. Again, every single person and every single agency can play a role in this, whether you're it's your workforce and you're a private company and you're a CEO or a worker, or whether you're in an NGO and you're looking for some way to serve, you know, it could be Kiwanis, Rotary, or you're in a government agency like I am. All of us can help, and the media, and I want to commend KSL too. They've done an incredible job covering all of the stories, the nitty gritty stories, the really tough ones, and also the very hopeful stories. And Jason, it's going to take all of us. You hit it right on the nose. This affects everyone. And so it's going to require all of us working together in a unified way, no daylight between us, arm in arm standing up to this. Again, eliminating shame, and connecting each other. I think that's one of the things that we found. Connection is the antidote to so much of addiction. People feel isolated, alone. They're feeling pain, and they're trying to find ways to deal with it. And it can manifest in addiction to drugs or other types of addictions, or self-harm or harming others. And so a lot of the challenges that we deal with kind of emanate from these mental behavioral health struggles that a lot of us deal with in our families.
Well, that is just great analysis, and you are right. It's going to take all of us. Sincerely grateful for all the work you're doing and the Attorney General's office on this issue, and the so many people, those that you named and others, that are really helping on this. We've got to watch this. We've got to help.
General, thanks for having me on the show, Jason, or have me on your Hinckley Report show, brother. Life is your show, and we're just guests, and so thank you so, so much. It's been awesome to be on. Sorry I'm here at the airport, and can be jumping on a flight here in a second.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time all you're doing. General Reyes, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jason. God bless you. Take care. Bye.
Well, that's another segment here from the General Reyes. We'll watch that show closely. Thank you for listening. I'm Jason Perry filling in for J-Mac. Don't forget, 250. He's on today.
J-Mac.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and we're proud to help bring you this podcast. If you ever need a resource for information about your home's electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning system, you can find Any Hour Services on Facebook, YouTube, or online at anyhourservices.com.